now showing at the Woods Theater. 83 degrees in Chicago, humidity 42%, wind blowing in from the south at 6 miles an hour. Time now, 10:45. Stay tuned for the Howard Miller Show.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, here's the Wrigley family on the air for you, playing a few phonograph records and coming out of Chicago, where we're really sun-kissed today. Boy, what a glorious summer day this is to mark the beginning of a brand new month, August the 1st. And our family, of course, consists of old lovable Lou Weir over there on the turntables. Good morning, Louis. Good morning. Then we have Dickie Boy Hallett, the wizard of engineering. We have producer Alan Burns, handsome young fellow in an Oxford gray suit. And we have our Gulf star, Joe Three-Putt-Me Foss, all sitting here. And we just thought we'd come into your household or into your automobile, wherever you happen to be listening to the radio, play some phonograph records for you this morning, all presented by the product that we all enjoy, and I hope that you do too, called Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Let's begin by listening to Marty Robbins. He has a new one. This is the boy that hit the jackpot doing a thing called White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation. And, of course, blue jeans and white buck shoes. Now he's up with a new one called Please Don't Blame Me.
Tonight is the last time I'll see you. So if I hold you a little too tight, please don't blame me.
No.
Tonight is the last time I'll see you. So if I cry a little too much, please don't blame me. You want back your old love letter, cause we have too far. But I'll never give you back the ones you've written to my heart. Tonight is the last time I'll see you. So if I don't want to let you go, please don't blame me. You want back your old love letter, cause we had to part. But I'll never give you back the ones you've written to my heart. Tonight is the last time I'll see you. So if I don't want to let you go, please don't blame me.
Please don't blame me. That's a new one by Marty Robbins, young Columbia artist. And by the way, Marty is many-faceted. He not only sings the song well, but he writes them pretty good. That happens to be another one of his creations on the penmanship department, along with the white carnation and pink sport coat, or vice versa. But in any event, this kid is a real talent and certainly one of the great stars of our show business world. Let me make a suggestion. How about some Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum this afternoon? And that tastes good. It's a warm day here, and I presume it is all over the country. Now, one of the nice ways to stay cool is to keep relaxed. The minute you get more excitable, the blood pressure goes up, and of course you seem a lot warmer than really maybe you are. Well, now one of the nicest ways in the world I know to keep relaxed is the chewing action that you get from Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. And of course the flavor that you chew is always so delightfully delicious. Pure and wonderful spearmint. Low in calories. So for those of you who are watching the excess poundage just a little bit, and I guess maybe all of us do during the summer, Let me suggest that this is a swell way to satisfy your craving between meals. Always good and always good for you. So pick up a couple of packs, won't you, of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum? You enjoy it, as we always do. Let's listen to a little girl by the name of Kitty Kellen. I just love this little performer. I think Kitty is not only a charming lady of song, but she's just a perfectly wonderful person. Blessed with motherhood a couple of times, Kitty has always been one of my favorite friends ever since about 7 years ago. She did a song called Our Lady of Fatima. I don't know if you remember that or not. It's a great old standard. But recently, Kitty has been of ill health and hasn't been able to knock off as many record hits as she has in the past. And I'm glad indeed that the health is back and so is this great singing style. Here is Kitty Kellen with Lasting Love.
I believe the Lord above made me just for you to love. Chose you, dear, from all the rest. He knew I'd love you best. Once I heard him say to me, loneliness wasn't meant to be. Make a wish on stars above and you'll find lasting love.
Gee, that's a pretty thing. It's a new Decca record done by Kitty Kellen and called simply Lasting Love.
Now, Howard, you've been strangely silent about your vacation. Is it true that you caught 100 fish in one outing?
Well, as a matter of fact, fishing was very good, Joe, and thank you for even asking me because I love to talk about my vacation around Dick Hallett. He, of course, is the champion fisherman, and I swear every time I start talking about my fishing up there, his ears grow 2 inches bigger. They are beginning to flop over. They're so large right now. But fishing was wonderful up there, Joe. I don't think I did talk very much about it, except to say thanks to George Watson for filling in for us when we were away. But it was just a delightful vacation. We left Chicago in the afternoon of that Friday, that eventful Friday in the city's history, because here in our town we had a torrential downpour of something like 7 inches of rain. Well, it looked like a beautiful day when we shoved off along about the noon hour, and we were about midway across Lake Michigan when the first raindrops started sprinkling down on our old pumpkin heads. And believe me, we put up the top on this little skiff of mine in a hurry, this little cruiser. And then for 7 straight hours, we went through the most torrential rain on that water that I've ever seen. When you're on a boat, your bottom's wet all the time, of course. That is the bottom of the boat. But in this trip, we were just as wet on top as we were on the hull underneath. But it was swell. We went all the way up to North Channel. This is a body of water that is on top of Lake Huron up in Canada. And at the end of North Channel, there's a quaint little town called Little Current. That's located on an island known as Manitoulin, which is the largest freshwater island in the world. It's about 150 miles long. And there we went to this completely desolate little spot called Bedford Island, where we did most of our fishing there in Clapperton Island. And, of course, we lived right on the boat the whole time and just swung around the hook at night in the jargon of the speech of the sea, which means, of course, that we had no electricity, no running water, nothing like that. Then we fished off the boat and off of the little dink which I carry on the boat. And it is true that a party of us, in one afternoon, caught over 100 smallmouth bass. And it really got to be a funny thing, because every time we dropped the hook in that cool water up there of Canada, another fish would climb onto it, and we'd yank them up. And towards the end of the excursion, I said to this little French Indian guide that we had, who was taking us to these fishing holes, that I had stopped at a 10-cent store on my way up there in one of the little towns in Michigan and picked up a thing that looks just like an angleworm, which we were using for bait, but it was made out of plastic, pure yellow plastic. And he said, "Oh, well, I know they sell these things, but no one's ever caught a fish." So I strung it on my hook and dropped it, and within 30 seconds, I caught a 4-pound smallmouth bass on a plastic worm. Look at Hallett. He's licking his chops. I don't know whether it's for the worm or for the fish. But anyway, it was just a delightful trip. And again, I want to say thank you to the wonderful people up in Canada who listen to our show and apparently enjoy it, because they told me they listen every day. And also to all the people that we met on the vacation. But boy, fishing is sure good. I'm just a dub when it comes to fishing. I'm not a professional like Dick Hallett. But boy, you just can't help but like fishing when you can catch them so much and so often and so fast. Well, anyway, that's a little personal reference, and I maybe shouldn't use radio to make it, but I just wanted you to know that I had a delightful time on mine, and I hope when your vacation comes up, if it's still a-coming, that you have just as equally a good time. Let's listen to a new record by Tony Bennett. This is a pretty thing called I Am.
Of the world, just a man, only one man. I am in the eyes of the world, just a dot, not a lot. But when
beautiful thing by Tony Bennett called I Am. Well, I am just about ready to sign off for Wrigley Sperm and Chewing Gum. Now, let me make the suggestion again, please. This afternoon, between meals or after a meal, enjoy Wrigley Sperm. Boy, it'll keep your mouth fresh, it'll keep you happy, it'll keep you real relaxed, and it's wonderfully pleasant chewing. Get Wrigley Sperm, won't you? And this is Howard Miller. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Joe Foss.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on record, brought to you by Wrigley Sperm and Gum. This is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM FM.